Thank you very much, David. This is the Morning Zoo Show, starring Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. I am their producer, Frank Murphy. 5:32, and this is the Morning Zoo. And boy, what an action-packed program it is. As on the show this morning, Don and Mike will have the phone number of some nut in Arizona who says he has been contacted by the spirit of Lucille Ball, and that Lucy is literally in comedy heaven. And you'll hear all about that on the program this morning. Don and Mike also have a number in New Zealand, where it's already evening, I think, who's a 60-decibel whistling. This guy in New Zealand has got a 60-decibel whistle. It's gotten him in a lot of trouble with his neighbors. Also, all the details on Mike's new tour bus home, which will be here open for your inspection coming up tomorrow morning on the Zoo Show. Don and Mike can squeeze some more laughs, I guess, out of the ongoing celebration of National Baked Beans Month. And there's a touching story of a couple of Manassas whose wedding night went awry, and maybe Don and Mike can fix that for them, or then again, maybe not. We'll hear all about that on the show as well. All this excitement starts off with a cavalcade of comedy, which incidentally is coming up on your radio next.
Join hands and make the ring and circle to the left with that pretty little thing. Break that ring with a corner swing. Now, Alleman, left with your left hand. Back to your partner, right and left grand. Take your gal and promenade home.
Well, we've had a lot of Saturday night parties here on the Ponderosa, but this is the best one we've ever had.
Sure nice to have all the neighbors here, too. And say, I never heard Slim Duncan and the boys play any better.
Hey, boy, you ought to try a little sanctuary yourself. That little Annie Simpson's the best dad burn dancer in the whole Nevada territory.
You mean she was the best dad burn dancer. Right now, Doc Burns is treating her for a broken toe.
Huh? Oh, dadgummit, Adam, you and your Josh.
Well, you're just a natural inspiration, Hoss. Anyway, while you and the others catch their breath from all that dancing, why don't we have a song like Sourwood Mountain?
Hey, yeah.
And we Cartwrights will take the verses and everybody else join in on the chorus.
Well, hold on there, Adam. Hold on now. We haven't sung together in a long time. We mightn't remember the verses.
Now, don't you worry about that, Pa. Hoss and Adam and I have been practicing. You just try to sing along
You've
with us.
You've been practicing? Yeah.
Ready, boys? Ready, Pa?
Here we go.
Start the music, Slim.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes, or cutaway coat, perfect fit. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper.
Ooper, ooper!
Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their midst.
You know, men over 30 have certain problems. Not anymore with the Remington Hygienic Clipper for safe, precise trimming of unsightly nose and ear hair.
Hello, this is Jay Leno. You know, I'm not helping the elderly or handing out food parcel to the needy. I'll be in town doing a big comedy show. So why not come by and catch the show before this old war wound of mine starts to act up again? Here, I'll have one of my little underlings fill you in on the program.
You know, men over 30 have certain problems. Not anymore with the Remington Hygienic Clipper for safe, precise trimming of unsightly nose and ear hair.
It's the most talked about video of the year. Rob Lowe directs, stars, and performs in. The critics are raving. Gene Siskel says it blows. Roger Ebert says it sucks. Mary Hart says it was hard to swallow. Roman Polanski says, what's the big deal? Mine was 13. Hugh Hefner says, this one's loaded with entertainment. Gene Shalit says, this one fires no blanks.
No blow.
Rob Lowe, filmed in sensual around and Spreadavision.
No blow.
Home movies and this music, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hell.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
Ghostbusters.
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you.
Almost broke the sound barrier on that one.
Hey, we got a great show coming your way today. Former Vice President Richard Nixon's in town. That's right. The big dick is here. Get ready. I think there's an incredible coincidence here. I think he sounds exactly like Mr. Ed. You be the judge.
I tell you this. Now listen. Wilbur, come in the room.
An incredible coincidence. We got some music coming your way. We're going right now. Another hit going out.
You know, men over 30 have certain problems. Not anymore with the Remington Hygienic Clipper for safe, precise trimming of unsightly nose and ear hair.
You really want to help these people? Stop sending them food. Don't send these people another bite. You want to help them? Send them U-Hauls. Send them luggage, folks. Send them somebody like me. I'll walk out there. Send a guy out there that goes, hey, we just drove 700 miles with your food. And it occurred to us that there wouldn't be world hunger if you people would live where the food is.
In the name of Jesus, recreate the eardrums. Yay! Amen. Say it, amen. Amen.
I can hear you, but I can't understand.
You don't know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Well, say it.
You asked me if I knew what you said.
Well, that's what I said. You ready to be healed?
Yeah.
Ooh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
So, you're not well educated, you have almost no experience, and you can't write.
Yeah, and I'm making a fortune.
Since when has news been entertainment?
Since it was invented?
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
Hello, I'm Joel A. Spivak.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous
Joel A. Spivak.
Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to
Joel A. Spivak.
Keep a yakety-yak a streak and waste your time a day.
But Joel A. Spivak
will never speak unless he has something to say.
What about, you are thinking seriously about today, last week. Can you tell me what you meant by that?
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And this one won't talk till his voice is hoarse. You never heard of a talking horse? Well, listen to this.
Good evening, I'm Joel A. Spivak.
And this is, that's it. That's it for Live at 5. Thanks for joining us.
You know, men over 30 have certain problems. Not anymore with the Remington Hygienic Clipper for safe, precise trimming of unsightly nose and ear hair.
Hello again, everybody. This is Beth Barnes with a special hello. Greetings to Boomer Anderson. Hi, Kim. How you doing? Hi again, everybody. This is your old buddy, Beth Barnes. You know, when you get right down to it, this job is not all it's cracked up to be. Oh, sure, it's glamorous to travel and see the country and rub elbows with some of the youngsters. But it gets lonely at times without somebody to talk to at night. There's the 6-4-3 double play right there if you're scoring at home. And if you're scoring at home, you're certainly doing better than I am. But the old Biffer did meet a gal on the road just once, a stewardess, I might add. She worked for one of the major airlines, UPS, I think. Well, she told me she was a stewardess anyway. She was wearing that brown uniform that looks so nice. But it was over real quick, fans. It was one of those times on the road when I absolutely, positively just had to have it, if you know what I mean. And certainly she delivered. Anyway, this is Biff Byrnes sending it back to the studio.
Hello again, everybody. Biff Byrnes saying hello to the WAVA folks, including Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Don and Mike, the morning zoo.
Hey, I'm coming. Don't be so tight. Kill my
Hi again, everybody. I'd like to say a special hello to David Haynes. This is Biff Byrnes.
Listen, boy, I don't want to see you let a good thing slip away. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I've made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there for you. But a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do. Oh, listen, boy, I'm sure that you think you got it all under control. You don't want somebody telling you the way to send someone's soul. You're a big boy now and you'll never let her go.
Never let her go.
That's just the kind of thing she ought to know. Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Tell her about it. Know you need her, let her know how much she means. Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a
you should do. Tell her about it, tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Tell her about it, tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her, let her know how much you mean.
Gang, and now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
And we're having fun in the morning, music all day, Power 105, WAVA.
This is Jay Leno. You know, I'm not helping the elderly or handing out food parcels to the needy. I'll be in town doing a big comedy show. So why not come by and catch the show before this old war wound of mine starts to act up again? Here, I'll have one of my little underlings fill you in on the program.
What happened? We've been diddled.
Our phone lines are open and police are standing by. The national manhunt has begun. Your calls to 1-800-CRIME-88 could lead to the capture of America's most wanted.
David Haynes is next.
He's coming up on 6:02 at 2 after 6. I'm David Haynes. News update and comment brought to you by K Jewelers on W.
Why should I? Why should I be happy about being a grandmother?
AVA.
A 50,000-watt music machine.
The music machine.
WAVA. Arlington, Washington.
WAVA.
Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up now. It's time to shake a leg and get up. It's time for you to raise your head up. Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up now, you know it's time. Come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and wake up now.
I'm Mike Lewis from Channel 9. And the Morning Zoo with Don and Mike is next.
You know, men over 30 have certain problems. Not anymore with the Remington Hygienic Clipper for safe, precise trimming of unsightly nose and ear hair.
Thank you, Vic. Vic Cayenne, the Vic Man.
Live from the General Managers Conference Center, inside Petroplex Center, in scenic, beautiful Arlington, Vietnam, it's the Morning Zoo Show!
Hey!
Starring Don Geronimo, and me, I'm Mike O'Mara, inviting you to join David Haynes. Frank and Diana Kayam and the entire zoo crew. Today, it's Tuesday, and we'll have a call to a man in Arizona who says he has been contacted by Lucille Ball.
All right.
Plus, a New Zealand man has a killer whistle. We'll find out all about it, along with details on the delivery of my tour bus and a couple in Manassas. Has a marriage problem. But enough of that. It's on to the tomfoolery and hijinks. And let's say good morning to the man who taught Kareem Abdul-Jabbar everything he knows. Ladies and gentlemen, Don Geronimo!
Thank you. Hit it. Go ahead, hit it. Oh, I love this song.
Thank you. Thank you.
You Don Geronimo. You Don Geronimo. Sounds good.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, won't you please welcome your king of baked beans, Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Now will you all bow, for I am king of baked beans.
Good morning, Your Highness.
WAVA.
And hello, my friends. It's 6:05 at WAVA. I think we mentioned this last week. You may have noticed on your newsstands, Life magazine this month.
Yeah.
They're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the brassiere.
Yes, they are.
Now, keeping that in mind, here are the top 10 nicknames for a bra. Number 10,
yeah.
Over the shoulder boulder holder.
Oh, I love that one.
Number 9, drooper scoopers.
Whoa.
Number 8, top tape.
Yeah.
Number 7, Hooter Hopper.
Whoa!
Number 6, Large Marge Breast Barge. Number 5, Tart Tents.
What?
Tart. Number 4, Boffer Coffer.
Whoa!
You enjoying these, Kim?
Yeah, right.
Number 3, Bod Pods.
Yeah!
Number 2, Judd Tugs.
Right.
Which used to be my radio name, incidentally.
Judd
on the
Tugs.
Judd Tugs Show. And the number 1 nickname for a bra.
Number 1.
Perfectly perky, possibly pointy, potentially pleasurable, points perch. I'm sorry, that was perfectly perky, possible pointy, potentially pleasurable, points pouch.
It's a bra.
It's a bra. And good morning, my friends. Incidentally, both Mike and I wearing bras this morning. It's 6:06.
Summer long on
WAVA. 105 WAVA, Natalie Cole. And I miss you like crazy. At 13 minutes after 6 o'clock. Yeah, good morning, my friends. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And she's nice. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we're not fat.
We're white.
We're Catholic.
And
we are sick about it. And she had kind of an attitude with a capital A both times she's been by WAVA.
Yeah, well, I met her at a convention one time, and she was really, really nice. And I was telling everybody how nice she was.
Well, that was before she had a couple of hit records.
Yeah, and then she came in the last time and was, I mean, big time rude.
Really?
She's a star.
That's a big hit now. She can go back to walking all over people and snubbing them again.
Well, she could take a few lessons from Donnie O.
She could take a few lessons from Don and Mike. I think we are the humblest, most good-natured, easygoing guys in the world. And, of course, we are in show business.
Yes, we are.
As Bob would say, being a DJ, the absolute lowest rung of showbiz.
No, the lowest rung are circus clowns, right? The lowest rung, circus clowns, and then we're the next rung up. So we're second to lowest.
Well, see, I guess that's where we disagree. Because I would put a circus clown above Don and Mike. Now, maybe the bearded lady, maybe the guy who's got a third arm growing out of his back in the sideshow, maybe he'd be below us.
I think also below us might be those Disney characters that walk around the park. And no, that's a good job, I guess.
No, that's right. That's better than our job, too. We're right here. We're on the low rung. Hi, everybody. We get to look up and see up everybody's dress and get to see what everybody's doing way on top of us. It's kind of tough when Roseanne Barr's up there.
Oh, it's awful.
P.U. I got to tell you the truth. I want to tell you.
And wild, ladies and gentlemen.
It's wild. And it's 14, make it 15 past 6 at Wave of Scattered Showers. Thunderstorms today, tonight, tomorrow. High today, 80, 69 right now. And man, oh man, oh man, oh Shevitz, did it rain last night.
Oh man, I've got a serious problem with these thunderstorms.
What?
My dog gets, I mean, there's fear, and then there's total traumatization by these thunderstorms, and now he's just completely whacked out, and he was the last time, and last night I couldn't get to sleep before, 11:30 or 12 o'clock, because the dog was just going.
Did you take him in the bathtub with you again, like you sometimes do to calm him down?
Sometimes we put him in the bathroom. What I tried last night was I got him up on the bed, and I put him under the covers completely, because they say the lightning, I heard somebody told me the lightning is what scares the dog. Uh-huh. No, it's the thunder. The thunder is what really scares the dog.
Why don't you get him like some doggy earplugs or something like that? Or put earmuffs on him or something.
Or maybe, just a Walkman or something like that, that he could just listen to his
favorite. A little doggy things. Walkman?
Yeah, but he's doing all sorts of weird stuff now with the thunder. I mean, he went number one on the little wood deck that we have right next to our trailer.
Well, now, what's so unusual about
he's
that?
He's supposed to go in the woods.
Yeah,
the
but woods, he right never has had control of his facilities. Has he?
Well, he hasn't since the big operation.
Since, when I did it. When I gave him the snip, snip, snip.
That's kind of a payback, I think, though, with Murphy. I really think that's a payback.
Well, if I did that to you, you'd be pretty ticked off, too, now, wouldn't you?
Well, let me give you an example. I come home yesterday. I walk into the trailer. Murphy's there inside where the air conditioning is. He's very comfortable. And the first thing I always do is I walk outside and I say, want to go outside? And he goes, yes, I do, George. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. So he comes down the steps and he walks around. He sniffs and nothing doing.
So I'm like, all right, well, let's go back inside. So then a moment later, he kind of goes, ha, 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 like that. I want to go outside again. I want to go outside. I take him outside to the wooded area again. Sniff, sniff, sniff. I think everything's finished, all right? So I let him back on the little wood deck addendum to the trailer that we have.
And then he does his business?
Right there. Immediately, without hesitation, as though he knew... He knew that I didn't want him to do that because I got the little glance going.
You know, if your dog was a person, I imagine your dog would look something like Joe Jacoby from our Washington Redskins.
If my dog was a person, my dog would be put away somewhere, I think, far, far away from any other humans. I mean, Murphy is, and the thunderstorms don't help him at all. The thunderstorms literally drive him insane. I'm trying to figure out a way to get him to cope.
You know what drives me insane? I'm tired of living in the electronic age when every time the power goes off, all of the digital clocks start flashing that 12 o'clock. I woke up at one point and here's two clocks in the bedroom flashing these lights and the VCR also flashing its light. So I go downstairs and there you go. There's the microwave flashing. There's the VCR flashing. There's two other clocks flashing. I want to go back to the old days when you just wound that that big old hairy alarm clock up and that thing would go brrrr.
Never had to worry about power or anything like that. There weren't any microwaves, weren't any VCRs.
And where I live, I'm living in a new subdivision now, and they don't have the sewer system complete yet.
Uh-oh.
So there are no sewers on my street. So last night, I guess, after all the talk I did about how nice my lawn looks, it's completely, I guess, now just washed away. We're lucky that our house didn't, like, float all the way to Virginia last night.
A terrible flood. The house was washed away.
Well, anyway, there you go. That's the latest on the weather, ladies and gentlemen. As Bob Ryan said last night, I watched Bob Ryan. I tried to get a really, really good look at his hair.
Fake?
Well, I can't tell. You know, George said it's real, and I know, I remember we asked Steve Doocy once. Mm-hmm. Steve Doocy said it's real. Yep. And Frieda reminded me that one time Steve Doocy even tugged on Bob Ryan's hair on camera.
That's
to
right.
Prove that it was real.
And you and I have both met Bob Ryan a couple of times and been very close to him, but of course it's rude to reach out and just grab a fistful of hair.
Hair plugs could have had like a Mr. Ray's hair weave or something happening
but,
there.
But, you know, what I have a problem with Bob Ryan is that hairline, okay? The hairline that goes down near the forehead and around the ear looks like somebody just put one of those...
A bowl on his head.
Yeah, those plastic things.
Right, a Tupperware thing right on his head. All right, Mr. Ryan, ready for your haircut? Yes, sir. All right, let me squeeze the Tupperware on. Well, anyway, our tribute to Channel 4. I know why I mentioned Channel 4.
Yeah.
More bad news from Channel 4. First, Dave Marish quits or was fired or whatever happened over there.
What?
Katie Couric is getting married.
Oh, man.
And she's getting married this Saturday.
Oh, we just need one more crushing blow, and that's it. We will be completely leveled.
And we were not even invited to Katie Couric's wedding. You know how we found out about it?
How?
This weekend, WAVA is presenting the Waterfront Festival, the Red Cross Waterfront Festival down in Alexandria with
big
concerts.
Show.
Oh, with concerts with Michael Damian, Cinch, Sapphire. Anyway, there's going to be a raft race on Saturday, and Frank was trying to round up some local quasi-celebrities to get in the raft race with us.
Uh-huh.
So first choice, as always, dependable Steve Doocy.
Sure.
And he said, I wish I could go, but I'm going to Katie Couric's wedding on Saturday.
So this has been known for quite... She's probably been engaged while we've been doing these underwear bits with
her. I guess so. I mean, I feel cheap. I feel used.
That harlot?
Tramp? How dare she get married? A, how dare she get married? B, how dare she get married and not invite us to the wedding?
Oh, man. So it's this Saturday?
It's this Saturday.
This Saturday, well...
Thanks, Frank.
That eliminates all chance of an affair between now and Saturday.
Well, I mean, I don't know. There's 4 days left. Let's call her.
Well, I still feel like we've been lied to. I mean, we do all those. I'm sure she was engaged when we made a couple of those calls about her underwear.
I wonder if she's marrying Jolie Spivak. Do you, Katie Couric? I do. Do you, Jolie Spivak?
Thank you.
You've reached one of those zany answering machines, so just leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks so much. Bye.
You over at your boyfriend's house, huh?
Yeah. Oh, that's fiancé, Don. That is
boyfriend. Hi, Katie. It's Don and Mike from WAVA. Wondering if our invitation to your wedding got lost in the mail or something.
Yeah, we're all set to go. As a matter of fact, we'd be perfectly willing to serve as ushers.
You know, we own our own tuxedos, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we'd be happy to show up there, hand out leaflets, whatever you want us to do.
WAVA key tags. And, of course, we're great at the reception because we're DJs.
Listen, could you give us a call maybe and let us know a little about your fiancé, please?
No, I'm sure, and is it Joel A. Spivak? I'm sure that our reservations, our invitations, whatever they were, I'm sure they were just somehow lost in the crusher mail. So maybe we'll just ask Steve Doocy where the wedding's going to be. Maybe we'll just show up on Saturday.
Yeah, and if we can't make the service itself, we'll definitely be at the reception.
Okay, love you. Hey, congratulations. And we were going to ask about your underwear, but I guess we should ask your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Bye, Katie.
Bye, Katie. There you go. Katie Couric from News 4.
Thanks a lot.
Married. Married.
Another one bites the dust.
I feel totally abused.
You feel cheap. You want to feel abused?
Yeah.
You want to be me. Yeah. You want to be simply the world's greatest athlete. I got to tell you what happened yesterday. Frina, Bart, and I get in the car. We go to a park, and we decide we're going to hit a baseball around, and we're going to hit some fly balls for Bart, and Bart likes playing baseball and all this jazz. We're out there. I mean, we are the cohesive, total family unit
yesterday.
All right. Frina hits a fly ball. I go running up to get it, and all of a sudden, I swear to God, there's a hole in the middle of this field that was covered with grass, which had to be 4 feet deep. And my right leg goes into this hole, and I'm like, whoa!
Was it the bad knee? The bad knee leg?
Yeah, it was the bad knee. Of course it was the bad knee.
So that's lots of agony.
I felt like a total wimp in front of my son. I'm sitting there, and he's going, Daddy, I want to play. And I'm like, oh, Daddy has to go home now. The world's greatest athlete, ladies and gentlemen, once again proving my power on the baseball field. Thank you.
Well,
Thank you so much. It's
the thought that counts. Did you get some good playing time in with your son out there?
About 5 minutes, really. We had been out there 5 minutes. And this hole, I am not kidding, was like this deep because I put my leg back in it once I pulled it out. And I was thinking, I don't know what it could be unless it was something like Caddyshack, like a gopher running
That's
around.
That's me. Caddyshack is me out there on the golf course. I mean, I did it yesterday again. I went out there.
You break a club?
No, I didn't. But
throw a club?
No, didn't throw a club.
Lose your temper?
Lost my temper. And really, I mean, you know how I do it occasionally. I'll go out to a golf course and I'll just go out by my onesies and you pick up a game of golf with three other guys, three total strangers that you've never met before. And I'm out on this golf course and I get in what's called the sand trap, for those of you that are non-golfers, the little sand trap area where the ball goes, and three shots to get out of the sand trap. Now, normally a good golfer, it'll take one.
So what?
And,
golf is supposed to relax you, though.
The look this other guy gave me. I was playing with a dentist. I forgot his name, but I was playing with a dentist yesterday, and he was just kind of cool, you know, even-tempered kind of guy, which I hate to play golf with these kind of guys. Yeah, okay, hey, maybe you might want to take a little bit more of a backswing out there. And I'm just going, and the guy's just looking over at me and says, yeah, maybe a little bit more of a backswing out there. And my face was all red. And, you know, I'm a typical fat guy on a golf course. You know, the shirt pulls out and the sweat. I've got the two little beads of sweat, the strips of sweat that go underneath the breasts. That's always very popular. And I don't know. I just wish I was better. I wish I was a more gifted athlete than
I do, too. I tell you what. Sir, it's a good thing that we're good in bed, because other than that, we don't have too much going for us now, do we? Anybody watch Alf last night? I was writhing in agony last night on the bed while Alf was on.
It was a repeat where Willie brings that guy home that he works with at the social services place, the guy that talks all the time. I mean, the kind of episode where you give it maybe 30 seconds at the front and then zap.
You know, well, I tell you what, they better pick that thing up. But next year, Willie's brother is going to come live with them on Alf. And I understand that Alf's going to have total frontal nudity next year also. But anyway, I also give Alf, I didn't watch it, so I can't give it a thumbs down. But I did glance at it, and I did.
Firmly into that repeat season.
Give it a thumbs down. I did. I hate to say that about Alf, but I gave it a thumbs down.
Now, next season, they are supposed to bring the brother, Willie's brother, into the picture, which means they'll get rid of maybe a little bit of Jake and also the Yakmonics.
Oh, I could even stand Jake. I just can't stand the Yakmonics. Were they on last night at all? Did you stay with it?
No. I lost it right at the beginning. You know, it's when Alf's out of the picture, I mean, what's the point of the show? Seriously. Willie and the guy, you know, this bad character actor just driving along in a car and the guy going, hey, let me tell you about this.
You ever thought about how stupid those people on Alf must feel when they're standing there working with like half a puppet and some guy down underneath a desk with his hand halfway up Alf's throat going, hi, Willie, how are you?
You know, I'd like to know who the voice of Alf is. I'd like to actually see who is Alf. You know, what is the guy? Is he big? Is he small?
You know, I read one time he's like the producer or something. Is Melvin up here or is he down in the bowels of WABA?
I'm not sure. Mel Cooley, Mr. You know, Television.
If anybody knows, I'm sure Melvin would know. He must be down in the bowels in the computer room, so I'm sure he's going to call us in just a second. Did you see Larry King on Geraldo yesterday?
No, and I missed it, and I heard Larry was on Geraldo.
Oh, it was lame. They had a bunch of talk show hosts on, and Geraldo was trying to stir the fire up, and they were all basically guys like Larry's age, except for this one hippie who had long hair wearing sunglasses. And I can't figure out where this guy was from or why he was on this panel, but one interesting thing, and I guess there's some problems in radio that are universal.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying that their program directors for these talk stations didn't want these talk DJs talking to each other. And they were like going, why can't we talk to each other? And they had a program director on there, and they were cutting him to smithereens.
Was it a lot of that typical Geraldo show yelling, cross-yelling, where everybody's screaming at each other?
Well, no, not really. Geraldo was trying to get it started, because these guys were all sitting up there basically having a pretty civilized discussion, and Geraldo would start running around, Larry! Larry, what do you think about that? Larry, what do you think about that?
I don't know, Geraldo. I don't know, Geraldo. Have you been to Duke Zebert's?
Hi, this is Larry King. Did Larry act like he was the dean of talk show hosts?
Oh, yeah.
Which he is, of course.
Absolutely. They were all sucking up to Larry pretty big time.
The nice thing about Larry is that he knows that. I mean, he knows that, and he lets everybody know that he knows that, too, especially when he's with his cohorts there.
And on a related note,
Yes.
I had a message on my answering machine yesterday from some guy that I used to know a while ago in Chicago who said that there was an outside chance that we may be asked to be on an upcoming Geraldo, a follow-up, and I'm not kidding, to this talk thing.
Oh, good.
Rude DJs. He's going to do a show all about rude DJs, and wouldn't you know it, our names just happened to come up. I guess they're down like to 10 rude DJs now, and they're going to cut it down to 5.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
We'd be very rude to Geraldo on his show, wouldn't we?
Yeah, just Geraldo himself. You know, say, hey, Geraldo, we try not to be rude to our listeners all the time, but we're going to be rude to you for this entire half hour.
Tell him that one of our ongoing jokes is that I have this fantasy that he goes up to Assateague Island and gets kicked in the head by those wild ponies repeatedly, over and over again. So who knows? Maybe we will be on Geraldo's show. He's having just about anybody on his show, I guess. You know, Major Bill was on.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we go on Geraldo, we can actually bring Major Bill back and just have Major Bill. Just that will ensure the fact that we'll come off looking intelligent on the
As our
show.
Agent. Geraldo, we'd like you to meet our agent.
Yeah.
Bill Smith from Fort Worth, Dallas, Denton, Texas.
And if we say something wrong, we just point to the mage. Mage, you want to follow up on that? Geraldo Revolver there.
Hey, partner.
So that's the latest on Geraldo. Let me see. I had another note here that our very own David Haynes is going to meet Governor Schaefer today from Maryland up in Balmer. WAVA Radio is getting an award for the Reach the Beach program, the thing to help with the traffic on the way to Ocean City.
Yeah.
And in my duties as acting general manager yesterday, I immediately jumped on the situation and assigned David Haynes the job of going up to Balmer today, or maybe Annapolis. I think he has to go to Annapolis, as a matter of fact.
That's where the Gov lives, in Annapolis, Maryland. Hey, Dave, when you're down there, come by. Almost sounded like Biff Barnes there. Hey, Dave, come by the trailer when you're down there.
Want me to take any special message from Don and Mike to the Gov?
You know what I want? I want you to go by Mike's trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come Maybe by. You two could spend the afternoon together, huh? We'll catch some soap operas, have a little chow.
Come by and see it on the last day before the actual exchange is
and
made.
And go for a ride on Mike's boat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hey, there's a picture. Yeah. Here's the tale of our castaways. They're here for a long, long time.
Dave, I can't see land. Oh, no, we're castaways.
There's Mikey O. And David Haynes.
Hey, you know, we all our clothes are in tatters, and we're living together. David Haynes and just David Haynes and myself on a desert island with coconuts.
As long as we don't bring your dog, Mike.
Yeah, well, Murphy's traumatized anyway by the storms.
So anyway, we're going to call Virginia Baker up in Balmer later this morning and get some tips for David Haynes on what he should and should not say to Governor Schaefer this morning.
That's right.
And one more thing here, and that would be all of our MS guys, all of our WAVA guys who are still at that, quote, convention out in Palm Springs. Now, we have a touchy situation with Big Al, your radio pal.
Yeah.
Big Al called me yesterday afternoon and was slightly incensed that we woke him up 3 times.
He was.
And he made me promise that I wouldn't call him this morning.
Wait a minute.
You already got a loophole here, though.
I know. Doesn't he understand that you just put a do not disturb on your phone?
He made me promise that I would not call. Uh-huh. There's no reason we can't call him up. And you can't say, good morning, Al. Come on.
So what did he say to you yesterday?
He said, please don't call.
He didn't say that to me.
Well, he said it to me. He called me at home yesterday afternoon about 4:30. Please don't call me. Please don't call me. I was so tired yesterday. Please don't call me.
I didn't hear that, and you didn't. Of course, this conversation never took place. As far as I know, nothing about it. This will be fun. Good morning, Al. Everything's fine. This is Mike. Everything's fine.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. It would be a lot easier just to put that do not disturb on.
I don't understand why he doesn't do that, but this will be a lot more fun.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Al Goodman's room, please. Thank you.
The Wyndham Palm Springs.
Yeah, there's that guy again.
And it is 3:31 a.m. West Coast time.
Incredibly different.
Maybe Al's up just watching cable TV right now, watching dirty movies in his room.
Call our cozy.
Having some chicken wings. big glass of chocolate milk.
I'm sorry, Mr. Goodman. Do not disturb.
He has a do not disturb on, huh?
Oh, this is...
Y'all called and woke him up yesterday morning.
Oh. Well, this is kind of an emergency, though. Is there any way you could patch us in at all?
Just because you're mean and nasty, right?
Now, wait, did Alan talk to you?
He did.
See, we should be on the Geraldo show, I guess.
We are mean and nasty.
Mean and nasty guys. What? So you know all about us?
Yeah, I heard all about you.
Well, come on, as bad as he told you we were, he is absolutely 100 times worse than us. Please put us through.
I can't.
Oh, come on. It's an emergency.
We'd be your best friends.
I'm the acting general manager. There's an emergency at the radio station.
There's a fire here. There's a fire. That's it. There's a fire.
Well, should I connect you with Mr. Simoleon then?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. All right, go ahead.
No, I don't think I should do that.
No, does he have a do not disturb on his phone?
Yeah.
He does, too. That's the guy that's the president of our company.
I know.
I bet you expected we'd say no when you said that, huh?
All right, how about Lil Matt Farber?
Lil Matt Farber?
Yeah.
Let me check and see if he put one on his.
All right. No, I'm sure he didn't. He's our program director. He's not bright enough.
I can see Al getting done with the conversation with you yesterday. All right, so you won't call me? Okay, fine. All right, dude. Bye-bye. Hello? Do not disturb.
Thank you very much. Yeah, to be a program director, all you have to do is put different colored dots on the record so the DJs know when to play them. Not exactly the toughest job. It's like tougher to get a driver's license, I think. I don't remember if he asked me not to call or not yesterday. Hello,
Matt.
I thought you were only going to wake Goodman.
See, what? Matt, he put a do not disturb on his phone.
He did not.
Yeah, he did. We just talked to the gal at the front desk who knew all about us, and she wouldn't put us through. And Jeff Simoleon, president, also has a do not disturb on his phone.
So we asked for you, and we got right through, Matt.
Yeah, I'm the only idiot.
We love you, Matt. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. He's going. He's taking the phone now going, darn it, I should have done that last night before I went to bed.
I want a tape of that, Frank. Matt Farber saying he's an idiot. Let's put that on tape, please. 6:33, good guy time at WAVA. That would be the end of this morning's incessant rambling. I'm still acting general manager.
Yes, you are. Now, look, I was thinking, you know, yesterday we contracted to have the hole in the bathroom wall fixed.
And that guy's coming in tomorrow to fix the men's room.
Can you, right now, off the top of your head, can you think of any other improvements that we could take care of? I mean, this is taking care of business. There's no out-of-pocket expense to the station here.
Not right now. I mean, I told the guy yesterday that if he had any incidental charges, he should just bill them to Big Al.
Sure, big deal.
Your home improvement pal.
Big deal.
Maybe paint. You know, we could use a coat of paint. Like, look at David Haynes's room over there. Look at that newsroom. Look at that drab kind of hospital green blue he's got.
In all seriousness, we do need the outside of this building painted, and we have for quite some time.
Oh, we do big time. Major league.
You know, and how long have we discussed having the outside of this building painted?
Now, the last time Al said for sure he was going to get it done was at a meeting the second week in January.
That's correct.
Right after we came back from vacation, and he said he couldn't have it done then because to paint the outside of the building, the temperature had to be
50 degrees.
50 degrees.
At least 50 degrees. Well, it's certainly 50 degrees all night long now.
So I guess we'd like to have our building painted.
Yeah, if you're an enterprising painter out there.
But I mean a professional painter, though, not just some guy coming down with a can of Sears white paint and one brush.
No, a professional decorating person,
There you go. Now, that would be a happy surprise. Al comes back, the building is painted, the bathroom is fixed.
There you go.
I've got my nameplate on his door. Yeah, Dave?
How about some new carpeting in here to replace this ugly filth that passes for carpeting? And how about some landscaping out there on the lawn?
Landscaping.
Yeah.
Really, we have never done anything with this facility.
How ugly does this place look? Huh?
Just remember, if you're somebody who wants to call in and paint this place or you want to plant shrubs or something, I can't pay. I don't have the power to write checks. Now, you could bill Al Goodman at a later date, but he might not pay.
We'd probably have a nice word to say about you, too.
Oh, a nice word or two, maybe a nice 60, maybe 90 seconds to mention about whoever would call in. Just like right here, line one. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
How you doing? This is Chris with C&M Home Improvement. Like to paint your building.
Like to paint the building.
All right.
When would you like to do it?
Well, I'd like to do it anytime you're ready. All
right. We need it as soon as possible.
As soon as possible. Who am I going to send the bill to?
We were hoping that maybe the, we'd pay for incidentals,
You know, like your gas to get over here and lunch over at Roy Rogers and stuff like that.
And if you needed a new brush or something.
How about Boomer? I'll take Boomer.
Duh. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
You been around paint fumes all your life?
I don't want that guy painting our building.
Hello, WAVA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I can't go on the air, but would you give Don a message about a grammatical error he makes all the time?
Yes, ma'am. What would that be?
He says they gave it to Mike and I. They gave it to Mike. Leave Mike out. They gave it to me. They didn't give it to I.
Right, and when it's the object of the sentence, it should be me. Right, I is only the subject.
They gave it to Mike and me.
Okay, I'll pass that. I'll pass that.
You know, I just you know, people have mentioned that to me. Hey, thanks for listening.
Thank you. I enjoyed the show.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Go put those curlers in your hair.
Sound like a teacher, probably a teacher.
Mike and I. It just sounds better than Mike and me. It may be grammatically incorrect.
Like Mac and me. You see,
speaking
you
of
go.
Great movies.
I was trying to find an example. There it is. Mac and me.
Stand by me. It's not stand by I. Stand by me. All right, 6:37, good guy time at WAVA. We got a break for spots because we're already late. We're already 7 minutes late for the 6:30 news, for God's sake.
Well, that was the educational portion of the program.
Mike and I will be right back on WAVA.
And whenever I'm in Washington, D.C., I always listen to the Zoo Crew, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Why? Because they're tuned just like me.
Hi, this is Rocky the Flying Squirrel. Hokey smoke, I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. The Morning Zoo on Power 105, WAVA. What do you say, Bullwinkle?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
WAVA. Just wondering what that meeting is going to be like today between Governor Schaefer and Dave Haynes.
I think it's going to be one big, incredible meeting of the minds.
Well, hi, David. Very nice to meet you.
Hey, Gov. Send anybody to the barbed wire hotel lately?
How about those O's? Hey.
Hey, Dick Mark's there.
And it's 10 minutes until 7 o'clock in the way of a morning zoo. And good morning, my friends. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And a pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we're not fat.
We're white.
We're Catholic.
And we are.
Sex think about it.
And your live calls coming up next. Get on the line to get on the air. And the phone scan here at 432-WAVA.
Problem. Not anymore with the Remington Hygienic Clipper for safe, precise trimming of unsightly nose and ear hair.
Thank you, Vic. I was thinking about having, this might be too gross, a hairiest ear contest, because to tell you the truth, except for my grandpa long, long time ago, I've never seen anybody with hairy ears.
Well, you know, I'm going to ask you a personal question, and I'll preface it by saying that I have.
Okay.
Have you ever trimmed a nose hair?
Like, no.
I have.
No, never have.
I have. And I think, you know what I think it is? I think once you do it once, you're condemned to do it for the rest of your natural life.
Well, you know, a very valuable lesson that I learned early in life, a phone scan coming up next, the 432 wave, a very valuable lesson was when I was watching Leave It to Beaver once when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
When his dad told him, the more that you shave,
right,
the faster your whiskers will grow.
Absolutely true.
That is exactly why, I can't believe we're talking about nose hair. That is exactly why.
Sure.
I've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not aware that I have a problem in that area.
We used to have a girl in high school that had a facial hair problem, and the mistake she made was that she tried to shave it like a regular guy, and the thing is, it came in the next time just twice as hairy and twice as thick as the last time, so it was worse. And then she shaved it again and again and again and again, and it became a regular beard. So
we now know that woman as Beatrice Arthur from the Golden Girls. Where were we the other day when there was a woman? I guess I was out with Lil Matt Farber.
Yeah.
We stopped at a Roy Rogers in Northwest, and there was a woman behind the counter.
Always.
It's a good thing she wasn't handling the food.
Oh,
I just wanted to say that because I mean to tell you, big and bushy, like Gene Shalit. A mustache that looked pretty close to Gene Shalit's.
Yeah, oh, that's the thing. If you shave it, if you do that once, it's over.
I'm not an expert on that either.
That I believe is
kind of rare.
No, I think it's directly related to aging. I think the older you get, I know a lot of guys that when they were young kids, they didn't have ear hair. And then as they get older, some men begin to get hair in their ear and also on their earlobe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, men over 30 have certain problems.
Yeah.
Not anymore with the Remington Hygienic Clipper for safe, precise trimming of unsightly nose and ear hair.
You know who's a guy that probably has ear hair? A guy like Andy Rooney. A guy like Andy Rooney, he's probably got hair just coming out of his ears.
He has potatoes growing in there, I imagine. Potatoes, watermelons, tomatoes,
corn, beans.
That's Andy Rooney. Here, have an ear of corn.
Well, anyway, the thought was maybe to have a hairiest ear contest or move on with this hairiest back thing I had the idea for yesterday, where we would actually get the hairiest back we could find and go out on Lee Highway and shave.
I really think the hairiest back would be better because, I mean, you can really get a good look at a hairy back as opposed to having to get up really close to see ear hair.
All right, well, ladies, stand at attention because in the next couple of minutes, we'll ask you to call in and nominate your husband for the hairiest back.